Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Latin American movements reject coup d'etat in Bolivia and express solidarity with Bolivian people. Workers, feminists, peasants, people affected by dams, and environmental activists unite in opposition to coup. In the past hours, popular social movements and organizations from Latin America and the Caribbean have expressed their strong opposition to the coup d'etat in Bolivia, perpetrated by business civic committees, mainly the one from Santa Cruz, the national oligarchy, the armed forces, and the police. On Sunday, shortly after President Evo Morales and his vice president Álvaro García Linera resigned, the Trade Union Confederation of the Americas issued a declaration where they condemned the coup. They also stressed that Morales and García Linera made the decision to resign today to avoid further bloodshed, which was already ongoing through kidnapping, threats, and violence against relatives of ministers, parliamentarians, and social leaders who supported the government. The Trade Union Confederation of the Americas, which represents more than 55 million workers, also denounced the complicit attitude of the Organization of American States, the OAS, which, despite the conditions offered by the Bolivian government for its role in the elections, always acted in favor of the discourse of fraud of the opposition and did not present serious arguments. The OAS, together with several governments in the region, allowed the imposition of the international matrix of ignoring the electoral process and, together with the mainstream media, favored the climate for today's coup d'etat, added the Trade Union Confederation of the Americas. Also on Sunday, La Vía Campesina, a network gathering 200 million peasants from 182 organizations in 81 countries, expressed its deepest solidarity with the people of Bolivia and condemned the racist, class-based, and misogynist coup d'etat orchestrated by U.S. imperialism and local conservative oligarchs. La Vía Campesina also called for constant mobilization and a democratic solution that guarantees the human rights of social leaders. Just like the Trade Union Confederation of the Americas, the Global Peasant Movement denounced the role played by the Bolivian armed forces and media who choose to reproduce violence, disinformation, and destabilization in a clear alliance with local and international elites. Meanwhile, the Latin American Coordination of Rural Organizations, CLOC Vía Campesina, expressed on Monday the far-right wing orchestrated this coup with the support of imperialism and groups manipulated through social media with foreign economic resources, all united in a format already used in other progressive countries. CLOC gathers 75 million people in 84 organizations from 18 Latin American and Caribbean countries. They considered that the dark forces of the imperialist, racist, and neo-fascist far-right wing disrupted the calm of the people with a government that brought development and freed its country from poverty. This coup d'etat used the same format of hatred, crime, and violence with the goal to grant transnational corporations and imperialism the natural wealth of Bolivia, which has been protected by the people for so many years. Also on Monday, the World March of Women Americas rejected the coup and expressed solidarity with the Bolivian people. "We stand side by side with the women and men of the Bolivian people who took to the streets to protect their democratic process, and we condemn the violent acts strongly tinged with racism and misogyny. These actions are the most palpable proof of the intentions of the coup forces to reinstate racism and machismo as state policy in Bolivia." The feminist movement warned that this is a coup to the Bolivian people and their social organizations, a coup organized by the Bolivian landlords' oligarchy that have always attempted to destabilize the government of Evo Morales. Those who today point out that they seek to recover democracy are responsible for the current violence and the organization of groups of civilians who attack the people in the street and commit crimes of racist and colonial humiliation. "We denounce the seizure of social organizations and governmental institutions and the withdrawal of indigenous symbols such as the huipalas to be replaced by symbols of religious fundamentalism and the Bolivian colonial past." Meanwhile, the movement of people affected by dams from Brazil, the MAB, repudiated on Monday the coup d'etat in Bolivia and stated that once again, local oligarchs, with the support of U.S. imperialism, have destroyed democracy and through fear have imposed the resignation of the recently elected and legitimate president of Bolivia, Evo Morales. MAV gathers 40,000 people in 20 states of Brazil. They added, Even after Evo announced a second presidential vote, the coup perpetrators in Santa Cruz spread violence throughout the country, threatening and violating the rights of the allies of the government and even relatives of the president. Meanwhile, in Cuba, students from different universities and representatives of social organizations of the country, as well as of Latin American movements, marched yesterday in Havana in rejection to the coup d'etat in Bolivia. During the march on behalf of the Cuban chapter of social movements towards ALBA, activist Joel Suarez said, "We want to call all movements and progressive forces of the government. This was not a resignation, because resignations are not pushed by threats. Evo, his vice president, and many members of his administration resigned as an act of peace to avoid the genocide of indigenous people and peasants in Bolivia. Even still, the right wing will not stop." In addition, Joel believes that the OAS, once again at the service of the US, stabbed Evo in the back and highlighted that the Bolivian right wing and its military institutions ignore the will of the people. Finally, Friends of the Earth Latin America and the Caribbean, ATALC, a network that gathers environmental organizations from 14 Latin American and Caribbean countries, expressed on Monday their utter rejection against the coup perpetrators and their national and international accomplices who have attacked poor men and women, violating their physical and psychological integrity, persecuting the indigenous movements and the people in general who have mobilized in favor of a process of change, with torture practices against former representatives of Morales' administration, and with abhorrent racist expressions, burning of houses, threats, and harassment against relatives of government officials. ATALC called without any hesitation on social and political movements and processes to express themselves against the coup d'etat, to firmly condemn this new atrocity against the self-determination right of the Latin American and Caribbean people. The demagogy to try to justify the abomination of the coup and the actions against the sovereign decision of the people expressed at the polls must also be rejected and isolated, concluded the network of environmental organizations.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.